In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again. Introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC.
Where are you, men of courage?
From Sherwood Pictures and the Kendrick Brothers comes Courageous Legacy.
I want to know what God expects of me.
I don't feel like I started well. I want to finish well.
Celebrating 10 years of impact on fathers and families. Now remastered in 4K, including a new ending and bonus scenes.
I believe every father should step up and answer the call and say, I will. I will.
Courageous Legacy. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters September 24th.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Just ahead, we have got a lot to keep you reminded of that we are in election cycle for 2021. Not very many places in the country are, but we are. And we will speak with the man who wants to be the next mayor of the city and the man who wants to be the next mayor of the Garden State, both coming up right now on Kevin McCullough Radio. Stay here.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, We Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, as you know, we are just weeks away, counting down the days now till Election Day for 2021. Always kind of an interesting time in the tri-state area following a major presidential election because there's a gubernatorial and a mayoral election that follow directly on the heels. And this year is not an exception. And in the Garden State, you have what is increasingly, by people I'm talking to from both sides of the aisle, a closing race. It is getting closer and closer in terms of what the polling shows. But why is that occurring? What is it that is being said that is beginning to sway voters? Jack Cittarelli, the Republican nominee for governor for the state of New Jersey, rejoins us. Jack, you had your second of the two debates this week, and by all accounts, you fared very well, similar to your first performance. The albatross kind of hung around Murphy's neck is that he seems to have the ability to tax and to, put a tax burden on his people but he doesn't seem to have a record of getting things done with what he uses those tax monies for. And you were able to highlight a little bit about that, but expound on it for people that are listening to us today and miss the debate.
I will, Kevin, and thank you for having me on again. You know, this guy got a free pass 4 years ago, but the whole point of the campaign is to reveal who he really is. This is a tax and spend liberal, and his budget is up, Kevin, $11 billion in less than 4 years. That's more than 30%. No governor in the history of the state has increased spending like that. And can anyone really say they're better off today than they were 4 years ago? But what do you expect from a guy that said to the highest tax people in the nation, if taxes are your issue, we're probably not your state. He said that. He's telling you to leave.
Yeah, and I don't think there's any room for ambiguity about that. I heard some of his defenders trying to explain that away, and I'm like, guys, it's pretty clear. He's saying he doesn't care about how much the taxes are.
And, Kevin, let's think about this now. In the lieutenant governor debate, his lieutenant governor considered herself and him fiscal conservatives. That tells you that they're feeling the pressure. And at the end of the first debate, after five tries, he finally answered the question and said there would be no new taxes in his next 4 years. So you could tell that he's feeling the pressure on this issue because he's been so wrong in taxing every tax. He's increased every tax in New Jersey, personal taxes, business taxes, property taxes, gas taxes, tolls. And so we're just going to continue to pound that message home.
Yeah. Now, there was actually a point in 2020, Jack, and you know because you're a resident of New Jersey, but I had people writing me. The Murphy administration actually had proposed taxing the amount of rainfall one would receive on their property over the course of a given year. And I said that on John Catsimatidis' show the other night, and John laughed. He didn't think I was being serious. I said, no, that was a serious proposal, to which jaws in the room then dropped.
You're spot on. He actually did sign that bill. What it is voluntary. And thankfully, there isn't a single municipality in New Jersey, 565 municipalities, many controlled by Democrats, not a single one has opted into that program.
Yeah, just crazy. Well, let's talk a little bit about some definitive disappointments. You know, he postures himself as the candidate for women and for African-Americans and different groups. He's very into the carve up the electorate and put them in different camps kind of thing. What is the real record show?
Well, when it comes to women, no governor's been more anti-woman. Look at the Katie Brennan rape allegations, which he ignored. Talk to the women that play on his professional women's soccer team. Talk to the women that worked on his campaign that had to sign a gag order because it was an Animal House work environment. Talk to the women that worked at the embassy when he was the ambassador to Germany. And talk to the women who are inmates at Edmund Land Prison. The Department of Justice called it a rape camp. He did nothing, and now it had to be shut down. So no governor has been more anti-woman than this governor. And he's also been the most anti-black governor we've ever seen. And I rallied off a number of reasons why for that during the debate.
Well, it's interesting that this is the approach that he's taken to his closing arguments. He's kind of saying, like it or lump it, I am what I am. This is what I've done. This is what I will continue to do. And you're telling people of New Jersey, if you want different results, you have to choose different people to lead the state. And I think, Jack, that that's the right message, particularly when they understand that your total loyalty in life has been dedicated to the state of New Jersey.
It really has. And you're right, Kevin. I've made it real simple. Hey, New Jersey, if you want change, you got to make a change. And I've said that specifically to the black community. I mean, look what he's done there. Let's take a look at close look at Newark. Two-thirds of the residents there want school choice. He has not approved a single charter school in 4 years, despite Newark charter schools being the most successful in the nation. My goodness, the only black-owned asset management firm in the state is suing him for racial discrimination. And the most prominent black pastor in the state said to Phil Murphy, you've betrayed the black community. You can't treat black people this way.
That's some pretty, telling evidence of what is being felt. And Jack, really, it goes beyond any ethnic community at all. The point is he's failed New Jersey on a lot of levels. And even just this last week, there were reports out that he was partying with people that teachers union personnel. that none of them were wearing masks. They were all maskless. And yet he wants to keep kids in masks in every school across the state.
Kevin, this is what infuriates New Jersey, the inconsistencies and the hypocrisy. Do as I say, not as I do. But you're right. He's failed seniors and veterans in our nursing homes. He's failed mom-and-pop shops on Main Street. He failed our children that were out of school for an entire year. He fails every New Jersey that's waiting 5 hours online at motor vehicles, month after painful month with unemployment benefits, and every New Jersey that can't get anybody on the phone within any department of state government. Even the University of Chicago studied all 50 states' performance during the pandemic. Guess who came in last? New Jersey. Once again, last in the wrong thing in terms of the performance of state government.
Well, it's time, friend. If you're a resident of the Garden State and you want your state to be different and you want it to be better than it is today, you've got to choose different options. Continuing to pick the same kind of failed policies is only going to get you the same results. And Jack, I know that in the closing days here, you need all the help you can get in working neighborhoods, in getting people out to vote. How can people be a part of your campaign and help your effort if they want to get involved?
We've been on the campaign trail now, Kevin, for 23 months, and I'm proud of the fact that it's defined by its energy and effort. But that doesn't mean we don't have more work to do over these last 17 days or so. So we'll finish strong. And anybody that wants to help out, best thing to do is go to the website and sign up, jack4nj.com. And that's the number four, jack4nj.com. That's also the handle on all of our social media platforms.
Yeah, it's easy to find. Jack, the number 4nj.com. You can look for him on Twitter. I always tell people to follow you on Twitter because that's where the immediate reaction comes to things. And you guys are doing a great job. You're reacting to things in real time, and you really feel like you're getting a peek into what a Cittarelli administration might be like responding to problems in real time. I mean, it would be a refreshing thing to see problems immediately addressed and transparent to the people. And I like the way that Jack is handling that already. And he hasn't even won the race yet. But go to jack4nj.com. Friends, sign up. Volunteer to walk a neighborhood. Bring people to the polls. Have people in. Engage them on the issues that matter. And then compare the records side by side. But don't just accept the fait accompli. You don't have to say that you're stuck with what you've got. You can make a choice. You can make a difference. And all it requires is a few good people choosing to do something about it when the time comes. Jack Cittarelli, we will talk to you again before Election Day. Thank you for being here.
Kevin, thank you.
All right, jack4nj.com. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
From Affirm Films comes the Kendrick Brothers' Show Me the Father.
All of us have a fatherhood story.
My dad was my hero growing up.
A father was somebody who disappointed you.
From the creators of War Room and Courageous comes an inspiring cinematic journey featuring five amazing true stories.
I'm stunned. He's real. He's really out there. This is really him.
Your perfect father in heaven can change the trajectory of your life.
Show Me the Father. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters September 10th.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
We're very happy with the product. We're using it every day. My husband really loves it. He was a runner from when he was in high school. And past couple of years, he hasn't been running. So he's back to running. He's very happy, and he feels energized. I like the product, too. I think it's excellent. I can't see how taking fresh fruits and vegetables is going to harm you. Some of these drugs that they prescribe have all kinds of side effects. Well, I found no side effects with this. So I consider it like a little insurance policy.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Kevin.
These troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a five-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC.
From the producers of God's Not Dead.
Religion has been removed from our schools. They're teaching kids that they don't need God.
Witness the next chapter in the God's Not Dead series.
That you're really chipping away at our freedoms and liberties.
You work for us.
You are out of order, Mr. Hill.
A government of the people, by the people,
for the people.
God's Not Dead. We the people. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Limited engagement. Only in theaters October 4th, 5th, and 6th. Get your tickets now.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, as we continue, Decision 2021 is still underway, and you just heard us talking with Jack Cittarelli, who's giving it everything he has to try to turn things around in the Garden State. Someone else who's doing the same thing but on the city level for New York is none other than Curtis Sliwa, founder of the Guardian Angels, longtime talk radio icon, and someone that has run a very serious race for mayor for the greatest city on planet Earth, and he rejoins us. Curtis, I've known you, I think, pretty much since like the first week I moved to New York. But all this time, I have watched you passionately defend your city from wrongdoing. And earlier this week, there was a video. It went viral. I think they played it on the news outlets of this woman, this innocent woman by herself in Brooklyn, gets knocked completely out. These two thugs tear her limb from limb, pretty much take everything that she has and leave her there blacked out on the street. I don't know the latest on what happened to her, but this happened in Mayor de Blasio's New York. It happened in Borough President Adams' Brooklyn. And I'm just curious, if people see that, are they connecting two and two and saying, wait a minute, if we want different leadership in New York City, we're going to have to make different choices?
Oh, absolutely. It's de Blasio 2.0 between yours truly and Eric Adams, as you had mentioned. I was out at a fundraiser for Jack Cittarelli because a lot of the problems that affect New York City are going to affect New Jersey. So I was pushing for him in Bergen County. And in terms of what you had pronounced about Brooklyn, look at Eric Adams. He thinks he's the mayor of the city of New York, but he's still being paid and was elected to be Brooklyn Borough President. Where is he, Kevin? He's in the Hamptons. He's in Monaco. Now, who goes to Monaco instead of tending to the duties of these kinds of vicious crimes that are occurring? And by the way, three out of four of these crimes, these violent crimes, whether it's a shooting, stabbing, or a beating in the borough of Brooklyn, go unresolved. Arrests are never made. But, you know, if Eric Adams had his druthers and he were attending a fundraiser by Trendoids for him in Martha's Vineyard, or being out in a housing project that just had eight shot has happened recently at the Roosevelt Homes in Bedford-Stuyvesant. You know he's choosing Martha's Vineyard wares. You know where Curtis Lee was going, in the subways, in the streets, in the public housing projects, as I've been doing for 42 years.
Yeah, you're there every day, and there's no question about that. Curtis, you've also got this disease of wokeness that has overtaken everything related to the city. And when you're talking about the gifted and talented program that the mayor is willing to toss aside as kind of a parting gift to the public education in the city, whether you're talking about the decision that he kind of unilaterally made to tear down the statue of Thomas Jefferson. But prior to that, the Columbus statue controversy, the Theodore Roosevelt statue controversy. Curtis, we've got we are concerned about all the wrong things to all the wrong degrees of importance. These guys are trying to make wokeness the new way of life when they're not even keeping us safe on the subway or helping, you know, innocent ladies that are standing on the sidewalk in Brooklyn.
Well, you know, on his way out the door, thank God, he's finally term limited out. Comrade Bill de Blasio, the part-time mayor, the dope from Park Slope. He is like Michael Corleone in The Godfather. He has decided to settle all scores. So he started it with trying to eliminate the gifted and talented program. And as you know, the people who are most taking advantage of that offering in the public school system is the Asian community and the Southeast Asian community. They are stressing to their children the importance of education. They are pulling together their meager resources to get them after-school tutoring. And now all of a sudden they're to be penalized? You think that's a form of racism in reverse to what we typically think of racism? Now that Asians and Southeast Asians are doing so well, they're playing by the rules. They're following the dictates of the Department of Education, but because they're doing so well, we want to impose caps. We want to impose quotas. And Bill de Blasio finally decided, hey, we just want to eliminate the program. Well, when I'm mayor, we're not just going to continue the program. We're going to expand the program, even if there's just one teacher and four students. They need to have the opportunity to excel, to potentially take the specialty test, get into the specialty high schools. All of that will be maintained. We're just going to have more of it instead of less of it.
That's a huge dividing difference between you and the current mayor and the outlook that that Borough President Adams is putting forward. Curtis, as we're coming down the stretch here, and, you know, Election Day is just a couple of weeks away now, what is your message to New Yorkers? How can they get involved with the campaign? What do you need them to do?
All they have to do is jump on board and get to our campaign website at CurtisSlewaForMayor.com. That's CurtisSlewaForMayor.com. And understand, while the coronation of Eric Adams continues, and he continues to be wine-dined and pocket-lined by the heavy hitters, the elitists, the hedge fund managers, the realtor operators, those who are developers, you can join on board the Curtis Sliwa for Mayor campaign by showing compassion and care, as we always do, for the emotionally disturbed, for the homeless, and most importantly, for our animal family friends and our animal persons who are out there and supporters of animal rights, who have to watch a series of dogs and cats and other animals destroyed, euthanized in our shelter systems because they don't take the time to find them a home of their own. Kevin, when I'm elected mayor, it'll be the first time in New York City that we ever have no-kill shelters. We are never again going to kill a dog or a cat or an animal. We are going to find them a home of their own, whether we have to foster them out or whether we have to adopt them out. You know there are enough animal lovers out there. They will definitely come to their aid. But the way the rules are now, if a dog or a cat are not claimed within the first 72 hours that they're surrendered to a shelter or found in the streets, they are destroyed. They are euthanized. That's not happening anymore because a society that does not take care of its animals does not take care of its people. Evidence how homeless and emotionally disturbed persons are treated, allowed to wallow in their own defecation and urine in subway stations, streets, parks. That's going to all end. We're going to show compassion. That's almost never shown by the political class of people. We are going to be a compassionate people again.
That makes a ton of sense, Curtis, and we're wishing you well on the endeavor. Thank you for being with us today.
Oh, anytime, Kevin.
You got it. All right, Curtis Sliwa for mayor.com. CurtisSliwa4mayor.com. Coming right back, we've got a lot to talk about. Charmaine Yost, Governor Mike Huckabee, all straight ahead, plus my final thought. Don't go anywhere.
Where are you, men of courage?
From Sherwood Pictures and the Kendrick Brothers comes Courageous Legacy.
I want to know what God expects of me.
I don't feel like I started well. I want to finish well.
Celebrating 10 years of impact on fathers and families. Now remastered in 4K, including a new ending and bonus scenes.
I believe every father should step up and answer the call and say, I will. I will.
Courageous Legacy. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters September 24th.
From Affirm Films comes the Kendrick Brothers' Show Me the Father.
All of us have a fatherhood story.
My dad was my hero growing up.
A father was somebody who disappointed you.
From the creators of War Room and Courageous comes an inspiring cinematic journey featuring five amazing true stories.
I'm stunned. He's real. He's really out there. This is really him.
Your perfect father in heaven can change the trajectory of your life.
Show Me the Father. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters September 10th.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a five-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Sometimes I need to take my own advice. My stock portfolio this morning was up 2%. On the life of the portfolio, 2% is all I've gained. Meanwhile, my metals portfolio is up nearly 30%, 28.95, in fact, when I checked at 7 o'clock this morning. Now, how did that happen? Well, with a concerted effort, a consistent strategy, a valued advisor, and a financial blueprint, my metals are outperforming the stocks. See, David Fisher walked me through my options. He listened to my goals. He helped me chart my objectives. And best of all, the financial blueprint that he and his team provide is free. So if inflation has you freaked out and your paper seems to be petering out, do what I did. Get an advisor, get your financial blueprint, get your strategy, and start getting results for your portfolio. I'm so confident, in fact, I'm putting my gold where my results are. Complete your financial blueprint with David's team before Labor Day and be entered to win gold and silver from my very own portfolio. Three special coins, an Austrian ducat, an American silver eagle, and a Canadian polar bear. Call today and sign up for your financial blueprint right now. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
G
she fights to protect America's heritage. Heritage Foundation Vice President of the Institute for Family, Community, and Opportunity, Dr. Charmaine Yost, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right. You know, on this show, we talk about a lot of things. Sometimes it's just the stuff on the front page, but sometimes it's other things that are quite important or could be very personal in some aspects. And for the last number of years, I've always been a little bit irritated with the NFL Sunday weekends in October because they do the pink shoes and hand gloves and stuff. And sometimes, just depending on the TV that you have, it just looks very bizarre to see all this pink flying across the football field. But it's always for the cause of raising breast cancer awareness. And I was reading through Dr. Charmaine Yost's tweets earlier today and saw that she had made a comment along these lines. And I thought, you know what? We've never talked about that on the show with Dr. Yost. So here she is. Charmaine, welcome back. Good to have you. Some of my listeners know this. We have Dr. Nicole Sapphire on my platform somewhat frequently. And she, of course, is a radiological oncologist with Memorial Sloan Kettering here in the tri-state area. And she's always talking about the impact of breast cancer and particularly early detection. With my bride and myself both losing our moms to this dreaded disease, interestingly enough, they were both born the same year, died of the same illness some 10 years apart. It is one that we are constantly aware of in our household. And I'm just curious, you simply tweeted, get a mammogram. And I was wondering what the cause was for you to put that on Twitter.
You know, Kevin, I don't think I ever knew that both of you had lost your mothers to cancer. But I can tell you, I do remember that you were there for me when I went through breast cancer. And a few years ago, they came out with revised recommendations that decreased the number of times and later in life that people were supposed to get mammograms. And that's just really near to my heart because I started getting mammograms in my early 40s, and that's what saved my life. So I think people have to make a really individual decision about that. But I always just really, really encourage people. It's so hard to keep up with these kinds of things. Getting a mammogram is uncomfortable. And particularly one of the reasons that I tweeted that last week is because, you know, over the last year, none of us have been able to get routine medical care. And so I think women in particular need to really be thinking about, hey, where am I at on this? And listen, ladies, you know, it's a pain in the neck, but go get it done. I just went for my routine mammogram and ended up spending the whole day at the doctor's, and that's what saved my life. It turned out I had a very aggressive form of cancer, and fortunately, this is 10 years ago now. Right at the time that I was diagnosed, they had recently discovered a brand new drug that targeted the kind of cancer that I had. And so, Kevin, you know, it is literally by the grace of God that I'm here today. And friends like you and other friends who stood with me, who helped me get through that very difficult year. And so, you know, whenever it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, my message to people is just get the mammogram.
Yeah. Well, no, it's well said. And back to your earlier point, that's the one thing Dr. Sapphire has pointed out repeatedly in her appearances with me. Is that with COVID, we did so many things wrong. And one of the things that we really did wrong was we told people not to bother their local doctors or even their hospitals for their routine checkups and things that they need to have checked out on a regular basis. And certainly when I was younger, I didn't have nearly as much concern about, you know, getting tested and checked for certain things at certain times. But with breast cancer, you just can't mess around with it. And when you do catch it early, your chances of success and remission are boosted, you know, exponentially. So it's just one of those things that whether it was COVID, whether it was, you know, an inconvenience or a fear of being in medical places because of COVID, et cetera, put all that stuff to the side for now. Do what Charmaine's saying and say, let's go take care of this because you just don't know what the other outcome would be. And Charmaine, I think a lot of people don't realize just how many women are susceptible to being, you know, positive for breast cancer, and that doesn't have to be a death sentence.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that because I was just thinking, you know, when you and I were growing up, you know, we grew up thinking of cancer as being a death sentence, and we are so lucky to be living in a day and age that we are, where medicine and science is just it's grown by leaps and bounds, and so one of the things that was just, I loved the science that I learned being a patient. My doctors laughed at me. You know, some people react different ways. I loved just being like, you know, tell me about this test and tell me about this treatment. It was a way of distracting myself. But it's fascinating, the things that they've come up with. And it doesn't have to be a death sentence. And truthfully, Kevin, listen, I've pressed into this whole thing about the mammogram recommendations. And part of the reason they did is they didn't want people to have, quote unquote, unnecessary biopsies. And to go through the fear of getting back a biopsy that was negative. But listen, from my perspective, you know, I'll take the risk of having a biopsy unnecessarily in order to catch the one that you needed to catch. You know, to me, that's an easy trade-off. It's an important trade-off to be sure that you catch it early, like you said, because the difference between catching it early and catching it late is the difference in survival.
Yeah, sometimes life or death. All right, Dr. Yost, thank you for the good reminder today, and happy Breast Cancer Awareness Month to you.
Great to be with you, Kevin.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
From the producers of God's Not Dead.
Religion has been removed from our schools. They're teaching kids that they don't need God.
Witness the next chapter in the God's Not Dead series.
That you're really chipping away at our freedoms and liberties.
You work for us.
You are out of order, Mr. Hill.
A government of the people, by the people,
for the people.
God's Not Dead. We the people. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Limited engagement. Only in theaters October 4th, 5th, and 6th. Get your tickets now.
From Affirm Films comes the Kendrick Brothers' Show Me the Father.
All of us have a fatherhood story.
My dad was my hero growing up.
A father was somebody who disappointed you.
From the creators of War Room and Courageous comes an inspiring cinematic journey featuring five amazing true stories.
I'm stunned. He's real. He's really out there. This is really him.
Your perfect father in heaven can change the trajectory of your life.
Show Me the Father. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theater September 10th.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Sometimes I need to take my own advice. My stock portfolio this morning was up 2%. On the life of the portfolio, 2% is all I've gained. Meanwhile, my metals portfolio is up nearly 30%, 28.95, in fact, when I checked at 7 o'clock this morning. Now, how did that happen? Well, with a concerted effort, a consistent strategy, a valued advisor, and a financial blueprint, my metals are outperforming the stocks. See, David Fisher walked me through my options. He listened to my goals. He helped me chart my objectives. And best of all, the financial blueprint that he and his team provide is free. So if inflation has you freaked out and your paper seems to be petering out, do what I did. Get an advisor. Get your financial blueprint. Get your strategy and start getting results for your portfolio. I'm so confident, in fact, I'm putting my gold where my results are. Complete your financial blueprint with David's team before Labor Day and be entered to win gold and silver from my very own portfolio. Three special coins, an Austrian ducat, an American silver eagle, and a Canadian polar bear. Call today and sign up for your financial blueprint right now. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com.
Many doctors and specialists recommend eating a diet rich in fruits and vegetables because they are scientifically proven to provide your body with numerous benefits. Inside each fruit and vegetable are thousands of nutrients known as phytochemicals. They help to keep your cells strong and healthy. For years, scientists have isolated certain phytochemicals, creating artificial vitamins. But phytochemicals need to work together, and isolating them can have harmful effects. Only by eating whole fruits and vegetables can you get all the phytochemicals working together in harmony. At Balance of Nature, we understand this. That is why we use whole, natural produce in our products, providing your body with all the nutrition it needs on a daily basis. See why people all across the world are taking Balance of Nature by going to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code KMC.
He is one of the longest serving governors in American history, a two-time presidential candidate, a top-rated Fox News Channel host, and all of that before being known as Sarah's dad, Governor Mike Huckabee, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us, and always a joy to welcome back Governor to the broadcast on Fridays. In fact, it doesn't feel like a Friday unless Governor Huckabee has a chuckle or two in store for us. And, Governor, I always appreciate the fact that you have been one of the real inspirations, at least as far as I'm concerned, in the public policy debate arena spectrum, where you always try to find the lighter side. You try to find the silver lining of something that we can laugh at, because some of this stuff is so infuriating that I think we just put our heads through brick walls, and at the end of the day, nothing good comes of that. So I like the fact that you always try to get us laughing. But when you tweeted earlier this week about Gavin Newsom saying that no more retailers can have gender-specific toy aisles in their store, Governor, I know that he's trying to you know, play a hat tip to the trans community and the gender confused community and whatever they call themselves. I don't even know what the official title is, but he's trying to play this woke progressive card to the fullest maximum. The question I have is, where in the Constitution does it ever give us the right or governors the right specifically to say to retailers in their state, my way or the highway? When did they get to suddenly determine how stores set up their display aisles? This seems just a smidgen of an overreach to me.
It's beyond that. It's an unconstitutional intrusion into private business. There's no governor in America who has the constitutional authority to tell a retailer, here's how you have to arrange the aisles in your store. I mean, what's next for Newsom? Is he going to make sure that Count Chocula cereal be reintroduced and put front and center on the cereal section? I mean, this is not the purview of government to begin with. But here's the reason it keeps happening, because these cowardly chicken blank retailers let him get away with it. And what they need to do is stand up and say, when you own the store, you can put the stuff wherever you doggone well want to.
Right.
But until you do, get your nose out of our business, and why don't you take care of the homeless people that are laying in the crosswalk of every sidewalk in California?
Or here's an idea. How about have your law enforcement authorities actually stop the people that are cleaning out whole shelves of product in certain retailers? It really boggles the mind, Governor, but from a pragmatic standpoint, how does he do it? Does he threaten to fine the institutions if they don't comply? Does he threaten bullying from the executive branch? What's the big counterweight that he has to make the threat to begin with?
I don't even know what he could threaten them with. He can't fine them unless the legislature has put into law some type of law like that, which, again, would be unconstitutional on its face. The first judge that it faced is going to throw that out. But I go back to my point. Too many people are afraid of what ought to be public servants, and they're treating them like public princes. The truth is, no person elected has the power over private businesses to tell them how they're going to run their store. It just doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
And I was governor a long time, Kevin. It never occurred to me that I could call Walmart and tell them, look, here's how I want you to arrange the store. Here's some magazines that I want to make sure you put out. And can you imagine if I told them that I wanted to make sure that the boys' and the girls' toys are properly identified as gender neutral and not to put any like G.I. Joe stuff or Barbie stuff in the sections because we don't want to offend any transgender child, of which there is like 0.004% who would worry about a G.I. Joe or a Barbie in a transgender way.
Right. Well, and the truth is, Governor, they'd be far more concerned if you had told Walmart to put Bibles at the checkout stand. Imagine some governor that wanted that, you know, like here on aisle one, we're just going to do inductive Bible study materials. That's all we're going to stock there. And, you know, it's like, okay.
You know, there would be people who would probably think that given my background, I was going to replace the Capitol Dome with a steeple. But I never did that. Never crossed my mind. And that would be something I had the authority to do.
This Katie Couric admission, she says in her book that she purposefully edited her interview with Ruth Bader Ginsburg to, in such a way, not really tell the true story of how RBG felt about the kneeling phenomenon in the NFL. And some people may be surprised that a Supreme Court justice had an opinion on such a thing. But evidently, RBG was no fan of Colin Kaepernick or the kneeling and thought it was counterproductive and a sign of basically being ungrateful to a country that allowed you to have all of the success that you'd had. And when it came to Katie Couric's edit of the thing, she just left in RBG's thoughts that, you know, is kind of dumb and not very, you know, not very happy with it. But that was as far as it went, when actually the Supreme Court justice had a much stronger feeling about it.
And I think it was absolutely journalistic malpractice for her to omit something that would have been a significant statement by Ruth Bader Ginsburg. This was the hottest thing going on in American political discussion. And if the Supreme Court justice weighed in on it and took a very stated position, and Katie Couric basically spiked that story so that she wouldn't somehow let it out of the bag that Ruth Bader Ginsburg thinks America is a great country, we might have avoided some of the division that Kaepernick and all these goons created if they heard from their, you know, the mothership of all motherships, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, that she thought it was stupid, too.
Right. Well, you know, RBG surprised me a couple of times in her later years. This revelation was one of them. Real quickly, Governor, what's on the big show this weekend?
Well, Congressman David Kustoff from Memphis is going to be with us. He's on the Financial Services Committee. We got a lot to talk about in terms of what's happening to the economy of the country. Arkansas Lieutenant Governor and soon-to-be Attorney General Tim Griffin will talk about, he's also a JAG officer in the United States Army. He will discuss all these things where military people are being told if they don't get a vaccination, they may have a dishonorable discharge. And we're going to have a great time with that. And Abby Turner, who is a sensation on social media as a chef, is going to be in a special segment with us. Plus, the wonderful band, R&B band Radio, is with us. It's going to be a
nice.
Fun show.
I don't want to miss that. 8 and 11 on TBN, Saturday and Sunday night. Governor, always appreciate your perspective. Thanks for stopping in.
My pleasure. Thank you, Kevin.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back with my final thought. Don't go anywhere.
Where are you, men of courage?
From Sherwood Pictures and the Kendrick Brothers comes Courageous Legacy.
I want to know what God expects of me.
I don't feel like I started well. I want to finish well.
Celebrating 10 years of impact on fathers and families. Now remastered in 4K, including a new ending and bonus scenes.
I believe every father should step up and answer the call and say, I will. I will.
Courageous Legacy. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theater September 20.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Sometimes I need to take my own advice. My stock portfolio this morning was up 2%. On the life of the portfolio, 2% is all I've gained. Meanwhile, my metals portfolio is up nearly 30%, 28.95, in fact, when I checked at 7 o'clock this morning. Now, how did that happen? Well, with a concerted effort, a consistent strategy, a valued advisor, and a financial blueprint, my metals are outperforming the stocks. See, David Fisher walked me through my options. He listened to my goals. He helped me chart my objectives. And best of all, the financial blueprint that he and his team provide is free. So if inflation has you freaked out and your paper seems to be petering out, do what I did. Get an advisor, get your financial blueprint, get your strategy, and start getting results for your portfolio. I'm so confident, in fact, I'm putting my gold where my results are. Complete your financial blueprint with David's team before Labor Day and be entered to win gold and silver from my very own portfolio. Three special coins, an Austrian ducat, an American silver eagle, and a Canadian polar bear. Call today and sign up for your financial blueprint right now. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
So I went to the ophthalmologist for my eye exam. He says, what are you doing? And I told him about Balance of Nature. He says, well, whatever you're doing, keep it up.
Every year I go in to see my doctor. She says, whatever I'm doing, it's working.
Just had my physical, and the doctor says, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. So
my primary doctor, she couldn't get over how much better I was doing. She said she'd never seen anything like it.
Here's a product from Balance of Nature that basically makes it so you get the nutrient equivalent of eating 10 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. For the patients that I have taking it, it's been phenomenal.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
From Affirm Films comes the Kendrick Brothers' Show Me the Father.
All of us have a fatherhood story.
My dad was my hero growing up.
A father was somebody who disappointed you.
From the creators of War Room and Courageous comes an inspiring cinematic journey featuring five amazing true stories.
I'm stunned. He's real. It's really out there. This is really him.
Your perfect father in heaven can change the trajectory of your life.
Show Me the Father. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters September 10th.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend, Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And as we are rounding out the Thursday edition, I found it very interesting that, you know, we oftentimes talk about the bad behavior of the media, how they don't want to necessarily tell the truth or let the truth get out there, that they are biased politically, that there is a willingness to go to almost any length to prove that. You know, if you look at the current class of journalists that are out there, particularly the ones in the White House press corps, they all seem like kids. They all seem like they're, you know, 18 to 26 years old. And in reality, most of them are a little bit older than that, but they certainly seem to be very green, if you will, in terms of their craft. But it doesn't help much when you're trying to establish a new pattern for the future when one of the veterans of the industry basically has to admit that she did exactly that. She created fake news. Katie Couric, in her new book, and she goes after everyone in this, she says bad things about a ton of people across the news industry. But she is actually admitting to some bad behavior of her own. In 2016, she edited an interview that she did with then Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And I don't know. There's something about RBG that I think, you know, those of us that disagreed with her politically always understood we weren't going to see things eye to eye. But there was something about her that was also quite refreshing in that when she broke with liberal norms, she always explained and had a good reason for why she did it. And in the 2016 interview, Katie Couric and she delve into the issue of kneeling. This was when Colin Kaepernick was just starting the trend in the NFL, and he was starting to be singled out for why he was doing this, etc. Katie Couric has now admitted in her new book that she actually, when got to that subject with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, edited out some of RBG's most controversial comments. Couric writes that she was faced with a conundrum while working on the story for Yahoo News, and in her scathing memoir, Going There, she talks about how Ginsburg responded negatively when asked about people who kneel for the national anthem as a protest against racism. The published story did include quotes from the justice calling the gesture dumb and disrespectful, but omitted more controversial remarks. Ginsburg had also said that such protests showed contempt for a government that has made it possible for their protests, for their parents and grandparents to live a decent life, she said, which they probably could not have lived in the places they came from. As they became older, they realized that this was youthful folly, she added. Couric claims that Ginsburg, who was 83 at the time, was elderly and probably didn't fully understand the question. Now, I think Katie Couric, she understood the question just fine. I think that you editing her creatively to accomplish your own means, that's the real problem. I'm Kevin McCullough. See you next time.